Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Donovan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions on any topic under the Small Business Sun, including all the interviews that I've conducted with Robert Bryce's cohorts over there at the Manhattan Institute. We've done many of those over the years on a lot of different topics. Robert is our new friend. He's a relatively new fellow at the Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.org, right, Robert?
That's correct, yes.
And do you contribute to City Journal?
I do. In fact, I'll have my first piece in their next issue. I've written a piece on the greenness of density.
and that's city-journal.org as well, by the way, folks, if you want to check out that. Robert, tell us again the name of your last book.
Power Hungry, The Myths of Green Energy and the Real Fuels of the Future.
Boy, that subtitle makes me want to buy it for sure. And we're talking about natural gas. Now, so Robert, in the last segment, you basically made the case that natural gas is not going to be a silver bullet for converting our truck fleet over, that it has issues. So what is the best use of natural gas, and why? How if we actually drill for more natural gas and try to capture more of our domestic natural gas, which is a great resource that we have an abundance of, how would we use all that to the benefit and to helping us have more energy self-determination?
Well, you know, it's already happening, Jim, and it's remarkable. You know, the more I learn about what's happened in industry in response to the natural gas boom, the shale gas revolution, as it's now being called. In fact, I was talking to some steel producers, and the chairman of and CEO of U.S. Steel, in fact, just early this week on Monday, they are looking at the natural gas boom, and they are changing how they're planning to produce steel. Specifically, they are going to begin using a process called direct reduced iron. Production that allows them to take metallurgical coal out of the production process altogether.
Hmm.
So that and what are they doing? They're using natural gas in a reducing oven to purify the iron ore, and then they'll use that iron ore to produce steel after that in an arc furnace with electricity, and they don't need metallurgical coal, which is a very high priced commodity now.
A lot of industries have for a long time now, Robert, as you know. A lot of industries have had parallel systems where, depending on the price, they really burned either electricity or natural gas or some other source comparable or some other source besides natural gas side by side, so to speak. They just turned one spigot to the other one to simplify the explanation, depending on what the cost per BTU was. I mean, that's really what they're talking about is the BTU delivered, right?
Right. Exactly, but this would be a purpose-built facility. Nucor, which is the biggest steel producer in the U.S., has just begun construction on a new DRI facility in St. James Parish, Louisiana.
Yeah.
So there's the steel industry, the petrochemical business. For the first time in decades now, the U.S. has a price advantage in terms of feedstock because of the ethane content coming from some of these shale gas
mm-hmm.
plays. So you see an expansion in petrochemicals.
Why is there a resistance to drilling for natural gas? Is that why are the greenies resistant to natural gas? Is that just because they hate any kind of carbon?
Well, there are some elements of the far left, in fact, do that. If you look at some of the statements they've made out of Greenpeace and some others about natural gas, they insist, oh well, it's dirty and it's a carbon-based fuel, therefore they don't want anything to do with it. And I think, my suspicion is that for some of them, the fact is that natural gas, low-cost natural gas, makes renewable sources, particularly wind, and even more so solar, it prices them out of the market. Those two sources cannot compete with natural gas at $4 per million BTU. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
they're attacking natural gas because they see it as a natural threat.
it's goring their oxes that they believe is the future.
Absolutely.
Of course, you got to admit, wind and solar are renewable. Natural gas is not.
Well, that's true. But you know, I've just been. In fact, you mentioned the City Journal issue that's coming up. I have a piece in there in which I talk about the fact that for renewables being so attractive for so many people, they are far more intensive in terms of resources, particularly if you just looked at land and steel, than our conventional sources. So for the environmentalists to say, oh, these are superior in every way, well, only if you don't, you know, you don't have to look at them, have, you know, hundreds of square miles of territory that are carpeted with nothing but wind turbines.
Yeah, I've seen that in the Coachella Valley in Southern California. It's not pretty. Robert, I've got a little less than a minute left. Other than heating our homes and our offices, what does natural gas mean to a small business?
Well, it means lower cost electricity for one, and that's a positive thing. It means that in the future, if we can particularly figure out some way to convert natural gas into a liquid fuel at a reasonable price in large volumes, it means that natural gas liquids could compete with oil in the liquid fuel market, which could be a key breakthrough.
And natural gas burns pretty clean, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There are no sulfur, no nitrous oxides in the production, essentially, and so it's an excellent fuel.
Right. Hey, Robert, give it quickly the name of the book again.
Power Hungry, The Myths of Green Energy and the Real Fuels of the Future.
Available wherever books are sold. The article, where is this article, 10 Reasons Why Natural Gas Will Fuel the Future? Where is that available?
Well, that'll be available on the Manhattan Institute website. It's also available on my website, robertbrice.com.
All right, so check that out. Robert, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. Thank you. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.